Mountaineers may not find victory again this year, but praise the Lord that we have victory in Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have victory in Jesus. You know, I think about the legendary people of this church and legendary Christians who served their lives and serving the Lord and serving the church. Understand that victory they have in Jesus, and they receive victory, and they go be with Jesus in heaven, the one they desired and longed to be with, and praise the Lord for that. You know, 2 weeks ago, on Communion Sunday, we talked about Jesus' compassion and kindness and love that he showed to all people. That was what his ministry was about, was compassion and love and kindness was shown to all people, regardless of their status, whether they were a Pharisee or not, regardless of where they came from. He showed compassion. He cared about them. He truly cared about them. And we visited that scripture short of in scripture, Jesus wept that he cared, and that showed how much he cared about people that he was ministering to and even ministering with. He loved them. He cared about them. And then we were reminded of that when we came to the table and the cross where Jesus ultimately showed his compassion on where we died for our sins. Because he loved us that much. He showed compassion on the world. And last week, I shared with you some thoughts that I had gained from the Baptist Convention about kingdom work, about God's kingdom. And we want to be with Jesus. And we know that his kingdom come, you know, Jesus will return, or we'll go there first, right? We want to be with him. We want to be in that kingdom. But what about now? This is our kingdom right now. And are we doing that kingdom work that Jesus began many years ago? Kingdom work, showing kindness and love and compassion to people, doing kingdom work. So this morning, we're going to look at two parts of Scripture, two books, Matthew and Luke. So Matthew chapter 6, if you'll turn with me there, please. Excuse me as I get the clicker. And I apologize for my voice, so hopefully it'll be okay. You know, I do like to talk. The weather changing and my allergies and screaming and yelling at high school, middle school kids to run faster. And a cross country meet, that's over. So a cross country is into the. I thank God for those memories and the memories we made, and just an awesome group of kids. So I'm thankful for that this morning. His will be done. Luke 22. Luke 22. Or Matthew 6 verse. Matthew. Let's look at Matthew 6, 9 and 10. It says Matthew 6. Now we say this once a month. We say this, the Lord's Prayer. And we do it on Communion Sunday once a month. It usually falls on the first Sunday. And again, I talk about when we're celebrating things and saying things and doing things. Do we know why? Do we know why we're doing that? Why is it that we're doing that? And the Lord's Prayer. And you know, I noticed this year at cross country, a lot of high school teams would gather. And, you know, I would pray with our team because they would ask me to do that. But I heard lots of teams reciting the Lord's Prayer. And then I would wonder, I hope they all understand what that means. They're not praying to run faster. We never did either. We just prayed that God would help us do our best. Bit, right? And give us strength. And so I wonder. Now, Notre Dame would say that prayer. I would probably assume that all those kids would know that. But I know other schools, other teams would say the Lord's Prayer. Do they know what that means? Do you know what that means? That's when you talk about his kingdom coming. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, it says, this then is how you should pray. Who should pray? Remember, Jesus was trying to teach the disciples how to pray. He had to teach them everything, right? He was trying to teach them how to be compassionate and loving and take care of people and be kind. He had to show them everything. And what he did, he shared it with them. What they did, he did it first, right? Jesus prayed. So, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Well, first of all, we know that our Father in heaven, and Jesus recognized that the Father in heaven is the one that sent him. That's the one he's trying to follow, be obedient to, and listen to. Hallowed be your name. Is his name hallowed anymore? I don't know. People use it today, and people aren't in church, and certainly people aren't following God's word, but he's telling his disciples, this is how you should pray. But in verse 10, hallowed be your name, and then it says, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if we try to understand or somewhat understand Jesus' life and know that he was here once, and we believe that he rose again, we believe he's going to come back, okay? And we believe lots of faithful people that went to be with God in heaven. We believe that. It says your kingdom come. Well, your kingdom will come. Whether he comes or we go there, whichever happens, right? But your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like, this is earth. So we're here now. So that indicates to me that his kingdom is right here. And again, talking about that kingdom work and all those things that Jesus did, okay, that was kingdom work. Are we doing that? Your will be done. Whose will? Yours? Man, we try to follow what we want. We try to follow what our parents want, what everyone else wants. Maybe what the pastor wants. But may your will be done. You know, this morning, when Jay came in here, we sometimes have trouble with this internet, and it wasn't working. Now, this is the truth. It wasn't working. So we'll just go to plan B. So we rolled out the hymnals. We'll just go plan B. Where's Paul? Plan B, right? So as I was walking across the street, I said, you know, God, and this is what I said, God, I mean, if it's your will that we use the PowerPoint and do all that, everything will work out. I'm not joking. I walked over here, and I really wasn't paying attention. Jay had already left, and I ran out and said, hey, Jay, is everything working? Yeah. Well, apparently, God wanted us to see these words and hear those words, and everything done the PowerPoint. I pray to God, whatever God wants, right, your will be done. Is that what you're praying? Is that what you're praying for your children? Is that what you're praying for your church? And see, Jesus, again, is praying this prayer and teaching those who are closest to him to pray this prayer, that our Father in heaven, that he would be hallowed be your name. What's that mean? That he would be worshipped, that he would be sacred, that he would bow down before him, right? Your kingdom come. I don't know if they understood that your kingdom come, God's kingdom. At that point, it was Jesus, right? I mean, that's what was happening right then. And that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus came to help them understand and kind of maybe facilitate that God's will be done here right now before you get to heaven, before heaven comes, right? So that's what Jesus' life is all about. You know, and in Luke, we've been studying all these miracles and everything in the parables, the things that Jesus was trying to teach the disciples and those who are closest to him. We're studying that on Wednesdays. We'd love for you to come join us on Wednesdays for Bible study, the study of Luke. And that's Jesus' life. That was his journey, everything that he was doing. And one thing it led to another, right? He'd leave one place, he would hear about it, he'd go to another place. So for Jesus, God's will was being done. Wasn't asking any question, no forms to be filled out. He was showing compassion, love, and kindness to everyone that came to visit him. And what did he require? You just believe. You believe what I'm doing? You go tell somebody. Well, don't tell anybody. Why? Because he got in trouble. Let it speak for itself. Let it speak for itself. Your will be done. God's, whatever God would have you to do. I shared this yesterday. It's still intriguing to me. You guys know little Lucille, like a little frail Lucille, just a little tiny thing. Did you know that during World War II, sorry, my voice, I know it's not true. Did you know that during World War II, she was a riveter? Now, I don't know anything about fixing things, making things, or even breaking and then fixing things. But she was a riveter. And I know that's that thing that goes, you know, and you hold on to it, right? Is that a riveter? She was a riveter. She did that. She, like, built planes while my dad was out in the Navy, right? During World War II, while we were out in the war, she was working in Canton, Ohio, for an airplane company, riveting. And then my dad said, it makes sense. Dad said, well, you know, she was perfect for the job when she was so little. She could crawl in there and get to those places and rivet, put planes together. Lucille Willis did that. Little Lucille, who parked crazily and loved Jesus, right? And couldn't park her car, right? Lucille. Well, apparently, I knew Lucille, who joined and was baptized into this church when she was 13 years old. That apparently was a part of God's will be done on earth. But I know that Lucille certainly tried to do everything that God would have her to do. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we pray over our offering, we pray that we would use that offering for his kingdom right here on earth. That God's will be done. And you doing your kingdom work, meaning, are you doing God's will? Are you doing just as Jesus did, and reaching out and helping and touching others and doing things that matter? We talked last week about some of the kingdom work that we're doing, you know, reaching out to people. We help people through the deacon fund on a constant basis, people that are in need in here and throughout the community. That's kingdom work. Those shoe boxes are kingdom work. The student council in the middle school felt that that's what they need to be doing in kingdom work, reaching out to kids. So it's not just in the church, but wherever you go, doing kingdom work, wherever you are, helping people, reaching out to people, loving people, being kind to people. Did that require any money on Jesus' part? No. He showed compassion and love. Your will be done. So that's in the prayer that Jesus prayed. He was teaching them to pray. We pray that once a month. But do we understand what that means? I hope we at least understand verse 9 and 10. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, that we would honor your name, that we would praise your name, that we would exalt your name above all. And your kingdom come, your will be done. We know that you're coming back. We believe Jesus is coming back. And we believe that you have a place prepared for us. Jesus tells us in his word that he's going to prepare a place. God prepared a place for all of us. But until then, our kingdom is here on earth, doing God's kingdom. Let's turn now to Luke chapter 22, verse 39. So Jesus, again, as we've been studying in Luke, doing all this work, his kingdom work, because he was on earth, right? His kingdom work, helping people, healing people, meeting needs, teaching and preaching, and trying to show an example and be an example to those that were following him. It says, Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives. That means he did that more than once. I've mentioned this to you before. Where's your Mount of Olives? Where do you go to get away? Where do you go to spend time with Jesus? Where's your 15 minutes that those people back in 1996 committed to? At least 15 minutes. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And you know what? I really believe sometimes he's like, you guys quit following me. You know, like these guys, I mean, why is everybody following me? You know, I just really like, get away. But that's what the preacher does, right? I'm always like, you can call me, no problem. You know what I mean? But I mean, people always track me down. The lights come on at the church, people start calling, right? Because we're supposed to be available, right? And we certainly are. But all of us need to have that moment of prayer, that silence, that time away. So Jesus, as usual, went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And on reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not follow into temptation. Now, we know what's about to happen to Jesus. That's what's going to be happening to Jesus. And he wants them to pray. And he's asking them to pray. He really invited them. He didn't say invite them. He said he was going to the Mount of Olives, as usual, which is what he would do when he needed to get away and just pray that God's will be done and his kingdom come, right? Where he's going to get kingdom work. Jesus wanted to make sure he was doing what he should be doing. And they followed him. It doesn't really say he invited them. So they followed him, which they should. They're supposed to follow him. We're supposed to follow Jesus, right? And he says, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Do we pray that? You know, we have this long list, and we pray for God to heal this person, that person, God to heal me, God to take care of this need and that need. But we pray, God help me today. I know I'm going to be tempted because I live in the world. And Jesus was tempted. But do we pray, God, help me not to sin? Help me, God, today not to fall into temptation. Help me not to sin. Do we pray that? That's what he asked them to pray. Verse 41. He withdrew about a stone's throw. So he decided, I'm going to back away from these guys. I'm going to see if they're going to do what I just told them to do or encourage them to do. Or gave them advice to do. So, hey, from here to Jacob, there's the disciples, and Jesus backs up to get away, he says. And he knelt down and prayed. And he says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. That's ultimately will being done there. Because Jesus knows what's about to happen. They're going to come get him. Judas has sold him out. They're going to come get him. They're going to come get him. And Jesus is like, I really don't want to do this. But if this is what you want me to do, your will be done. So, as usual, something big was about to happen in his ministry or in his life. So he went to the Mount of Olives. He probably spent more than 15 minutes praying. He wanted the disciples to go with him, right? Because he wanted them to learn. But he got away from this far. And he prayed, you guys pray you don't get tempted. Because he knew what they were going to be facing. They were going to be tempted on his behalf. He said, you pray about that. But I want us to pray. who we pray, that we don't fall into sin every day. Well, we're praying for lots of things. And honestly, I don't always pray that. We need to pray that, God, help me today to do your will. Help me to go where you want me to go, and be who you want me to be, and do what you want me to do today, but help me. Now, if I'm doing all those things, I won't fall into sin. I won't be tempted. I'll be tempted, but I won't give in. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be. Well, that's ultimately following God's will. Because Jesus did all this ministry. He was doing his kingdom work. God called him here to do kingdom work, right? Right now, on earth. Jesus was here on earth, showing compassion on people, being kind to people, and loving people. And then he gets to the end. And he knows this is apparently part of God's will, but God, I'm just telling you, you know, if you change your mind, if your will changes for me, it's okay. But if this is really what you want me to do, go do it. Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, then do it. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. That's an ultimate teaching moment. Were they praying? No, those guys were like, you know, they were like, they were looking to see what Jesus was doing, I'm sure. And they were looking and listening to see what Jesus was praying. And he was actually praying and reminding them and telling them, pray you won't be tempted, because you're going to be tempted. But I pray you won't fall into it. Jesus knew what was going to happen. Your will be done, not mine. Is that our prayer? Is that our prayer for our children? Is that our prayer for all the children? You're worried about what's happening in the world today, and you hear all these horrible things that are happening. Or is that your prayer? That God, your will be done today and every day. Not what I want, but what you want. That's my prayer for this church. It's my prayer for my family. It's my prayer for myself. It's my prayer for everybody. That God's will be done. What is God's will? First, God's will for everybody is to do what? To surrender to him. To believe in him, give their life. And I believe that's God's will for all of us. That God would want us to recognize who he is, recognize who Jesus is, surrender our lives to him, be baptized, and be involved in the church. Share our faith. Grow in our faith. Pray. Study his word. I believe that's God's will for all of us. And then we think about Jesus and what he was doing, and certainly his kingdom work. I believe that God wants us to first believe in him, surrender to him, and live for him. Doesn't say anything about being perfect and allowing his will to be done. That's what he wants us to do. What is God's will? First of all, that you would surrender and believe and live for him. And then you start your kingdom here on earth. And this morning, just thinking about that. What is God's will? It is for you to be here this morning. Okay? And those of you who have given your heart to him and believe in him, trying your best to serve him and live for him, you're trying to grow in your faith by being here this morning. We're all trying to grow in our faith by studying his word more, by praying more, and trying to be more involved in the church and Bible study and other programs that help us to grow in our faith and serving him through a shoebox or ministry here in the church or helping the children. Those are ways that we're trying to do our kingdom work here. So I want to close with 3 points. And three big, now Jesus, of course, was here. His kingdom work was he wanted them to understand who he was, right? To believe in him and surrender to him, right? Just like we're to do now. But I think there were 3 big things about Jesus' kingdom. And the first one was kindness. And so, I want to give an example of kindness. And I'm going to come down to him. Jesus was kind to everybody. On Friday, I was at the funeral home. And Lucio's daughter, Chrissy, married a guy from Japan. His name is Keiko. And so I had never met him. So he came up to me, and I was introduced to him. And he said, oh, is this the pastor? And I said, yeah. He said, I have something for you. So he's reaching in his pocket. I thought it was going to be money. I thought he had money for me, right? People sometimes give money to the pastor, and not required, and certainly the blessing. I might as well give me money. So he pulls out of his pocket, and he hands me this stone. And he said, I give you this gift for the kindness that you have shown my mother. And so I looked that up. So in that culture, if you do something for them, it's they give you something. It's like, and if you get something from them, it's an honor because you've done something for them, and this is their gift of appreciation. So later yesterday, the ladies did a great job in providing a nice meal for the family, and they hadn't been together. It was sad that those daughters of him hadn't been together since the last time they were here for Glenn's, their father's funeral, many, many years ago. So they spent most of the day here. They were actually out in the parking lot still when I left here at 5 o'clock just talking. Like, well, you guys could have stayed inside. It was raining. You could have stayed inside. But I discovered that Kato gave all those ladies in the kitchen a stone. And I think Phyllis was for wisdom, right? I mean, so they all mean something, right? Wow. That's part of our kingdom, Lord. Showing kindness to other people. Doing the will of God. Doing what God would have us to do is what? Being kind. Showing kindness and mercy and compassion to other people. That's what Jesus did. So I have this stone that I'll remember forever for just showing kindness. I don't know. I just wasn't supposed to. I mean, I took care of the family, prayed with the family, but and it was interesting. I told them, and I mentioned it even in the, I told the family, the daughters, and I told them yesterday at the service, I wasn't really sad when you called me because that's where she wanted to be. I was sad today that she left here. And we wouldn't be around her. And I got to go visit her. Thank God I was able to do that. And Sue said, even when I left yesterday, thanks again for all you did for my mom, for being a good friend to my mom. Kindness. Jesus tried to do good on his kingdom work here, right? God is good. He is good. And he intended us to be good and do good. And I'm sure on several occasions, at one point, if you did something nice for Lucille, she said, Wally, you're a good egg. She said, you're a good egg to lots of people. But listen, I don't know where she found this, but she had this good egg that she gave. And it's a good egg. And you cannot take this from me, okay? I will guard this forever. And so Lucille would tell that to people that, if you did something nice for her or helped her, Grandma, you're a good egg. That's what she told people. So we talk about doing God's will and think about our kingdom work on earth. And Jesus tried to do good for all people, right? To do good and to be kind. And the last thing would be, I think, is love. You know, in thinking about Lucille's life, she loved her community. She loved the dog. She was the East Shinston. She fed every dog. And well, they say she could really throw a bone, too. She had like an arm. She loved the dog. She loved her neighbors. She loved people. She loved her community. She loved this church. Why did she love this church? She loved God. Why? Why? Because God loved her. Her, right? She loved God. And she loved everybody else. Wow. She loved God. How did she love God? She loved everybody. And why did she do that? Because God loved her first. Well, when you leave here today, there's a lot of work to get done. Not to frighten you or alarm you or scare you. We talk about kingdom work, but here's the good news. Your kingdom work is different than my kingdom work. And your kingdom work is different than my kingdom work. God's going to send you somewhere else. We're all going to go in different paths. Some of us will gather again here tonight, but we're all going to go in different directions. Some of you I might see on Monday morning. See? Is that what you want? Man, I pray that fervently and wear myself out that God's will be done. Man, God, I hope we're doing the right thing. I hope doing that over there is the right thing. I hope what we're doing right here is the right thing. I hope we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And God reminds me all the time when people say, Kevin, you're a good egg. Or, thank you for your kindness that you've shown my mother-in-law. See, God does that. He encourages us through each of you. So this morning, I'd like you just to close your eyes for a second. And Twyla's going to play the song. We're not, but she's going to sing. We're just going to listen. And I think we need to come to a point in our lives where we realize how much we need Him. Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour, every day, every moment, I need You. And God's response to us is, I love you, and I want you to go show this love to all of you. Do your kingdom work. Be kind, do good, and share His love. God, I need You. Oh, I need You. So as Father sings, if you need prayer this morning, I invite you to come. I just want you to listen to the words and just spend some time with God right now as we close our service. If you need prayer, you have a decision, maybe you decide to follow Him and live for Him, that you do that. God, We just thank you. God, we love you. Just help us right now not to be distracted about what's happening later, what's happening this evening, what's happening tomorrow. Help us just to spend time with you, our Creator, our God, the one who loves us. And God, help us this week. Help us to help each other to do your work. God, we need you this morning. God, we need you tomorrow. We need you every moment. We need you. And God, the reality is, we understand that. And there are a lot of people outside this building this morning that need you. They may not understand it. They think they need other people or other things to make them feel good or better. But God, they need you. Help us to relay that message, that people understand how much they need you and how much you'll provide. You're all we need. God, you are all we need. God, I just pray right now that we would just spend time with you. Respond accordingly. Whatever you're asking us to do, we do it this morning. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here I find my rest, and without you I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you, oh, I need you.
Here on this earth. In Jesus' name, all God's people would say,
Amen. Amen.